save you money.
But do they have everything you need for a beautiful lawn? Absolutely. Like Scott's Turf Builder with Plus 2 Weed Control, now only $16.37. Walmart has low prices on all your favorite lawn and garden products from Scott's and Miracle-Gro. Come in and see for yourself. Compare Walmart's prices on the same items from any other store. Because we want you to grow the greenest lawn on the block. And watch your savings grow. Save money, live better. Walmart.
All you can eat catfish is just $12.95 tonight and every Friday during Lent at Iacovelli's. Catfish fillets, fried clams, coleslaw, hush puppies, and spaghetti. All you can eat for just $12.95 tonight at Iacovelli's. Dunn Road at Graham and 270. Online at iacovellis.com.
Hi, Mark Conley, General Manager of Conley Roofing Exteriors. Roofing has been our family tradition for 99 years. Please call us at 314-822-7100.
Conley Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
A Garmin Nuvi Personal Navigator has a bright, easy-to-see touchscreen, easy-to-hear speaker, and most include lifetime map updates. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS.
Hit the B square.
All right, welcome back. It is the large morning show in the afternoon. Good to have you folks along here on a good Friday, working our way to the Easter weekend. And it's time for Joe Hipperson. Joe is brought to you, as he is every week, by the good folks at Oric. Oric.com is the website, and they have seven locally owned and operated stores around the St. Louis area. Again, the website, Oric.com. Oric proudly presents the one, the only, Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes!
Oh, yeah!
Yes, yes, yes!
Hello, Joe!
What's up, Bill Cleveland?
What's going on?
Not much, man. You would be extremely happy to call yourself my friend if... Well, we better get this out of the way. Have you ever referred to me as your friend?
No, probably not.
Okay. Well, in the future, you might want to refer to me as your friend, and you might do so with a smile, with a bit of pride behind that wonderful toothy grin you've got.
Would you win the lottery?
No. Oh. I have spent... I hate to cut you off so quickly, Tina. I'm sorry. No, I have not won the lottery yet, but I have spent the last few days... My kids are on spring break, so we've made it a hip spring break. So we're just living it up, running around, just painting the town red. We've been doing so the entire time. With the Muppet soundtrack playing in the car.
With the Academy Award winning song
Manor Muppet. Also, I will tell you that life's a happy song when there's someone by your side to sing along.
Oh, yeah.
We have been starting every day, and I am not making this up, starting every day with, you know, I've got
that's a good song. Yeah, you're right.
Right in front of me. I mean, really, it's been like that. Yeah. We've been brushing our teeth.
All those
song.
Muppet movies had good music.
I don't know.
Well, the good ones.
Muppets,
I mean,
from space.
Yeah, no, I don't count that. But like when the Jim Henson ones, like the beginning, they had the Muppet movie, then you had
Rainbow Connection.
Yeah, exactly. And then you had the Muppets Take Manhattan.
I'll
for a couple
throw you
of
a
decent
quick
songs.
One. Is it Ian? Has he done his first trivia show yet? Is that happening?
No, I believe it's tomorrow night.
It's tomorrow night, 9 o'clock.
Well, all right. Well, I'm sure you've been preparing for your first trivia show.
Not really.
There's a song Gonzo sings that I absolutely love, and as a kid, it used to... You know, you ever had things happen when you're a kid? You might not understand the context, but it could either make you really happy or sad. This was a song, even as a kid, it made me feel kind of sad, yet I knew it was a great song. Gonzo sings it, and I'm pretty sure it's in the first Muppet film. And they're in the desert. It's nighttime. It's dark. Come on. You've got to help me out here. I can't even so much as hum it to you, but if I heard just a little bit of it, I would know instantly.
Drawing a blank.
I've been through the desert on a horse.
Oh, my God, and I hate that song.
Yeah, no, man. Yeah, I always thought that was Neil Young. I always thought that was Neil Young who did that song, Horse With No Name. If you really listen to it thinking Neil Young, it sounds like it's Neil Young. No, there's a song, Bill. Come on.
I'm sorry.
Gonzo
I don't
sings
he's
it.
Drawing a blank here. Yeah, that's not good for a trivia guy starting his new show tomorrow night.
Wow, man.
I got time.
I'm sure you do. Okay.
Look it up.
That's just something I was really hoping, Bill, you'd be, oh, yes, that one song. I mean, you sleep with Kermit the Frog.
I don't sleep
animals,
with
man.
Any animals.
He has sheets, though, that have them on it.
That's so cute.
He has underwear.
My Kermit's a boxer shorts I have.
Underoos.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Real quick, I just need just a little bit of advice. I will tell you what to do this weekend. That's the whole point of me being here, not to hijack a show or try and showcase my personality in order for the upper brass to think, wow, gosh darn it, that guy would make a great talk show host.
Right.
Hip nights.
They're all on vacation. So.
Here's my question. I have run out of my latest batch of Angel for Men, and for a long time now, I have tried to put out there that I could be the voice of Angel for Men. And
Dan's probably got some. His mom gave it. He didn't want it.
That's right.
You didn't want it?
No, I did not want it. I'll bring... Wow. I'll have to bring it in next week for you.
It's one of those things. It's like when you're putting deodorant on and you get one pit done and you go to pit number two and you realize you just did the final wipe and there's no more deodorant left. You don't say you ever been in that situation?
The scrape? Yeah.
Like, right. Swipe. Well, I'm talking like there's no scrape. You use the deodorant and you've got one pit completely done, just totally covered. You go to pit number two and you don't even have so much as like a swipe available. So you have to take one hand and rub it under the one pit and like transfer it over to the next one.
No, I can't say I've ever done that.
No, you take one hand. And you put it under the pit that's been saturated, and you just rub it around. And then you like take both your hands and you rub those together. You know,
put that
like
on
that.
Your face then?
No, and then you take the hand that's got the wiped, you know, swipe, and you then like massage under the pit number two.
Oh,
and
not just
I can tell you.
There's always a titch left.
A titch?
Yeah, there's always a little bit left.
You guys use that chalky crap, though, don't you?
I use clear stuff.
Me too, Dan. I like that.
My white stuff doesn't go on white.
I use Secret Vava Vanilla. And it's,
I use Secret Vava.
You guys can laugh all you want. Bill, you put your face in my armpit.
Oh, my God.
Come on. Start eating, man. It's just amazing. You'll start
eating.
It smells.
I'd rather put my face in an electrical socket.
So I did the final spray, and I didn't know it was the last spray. I got the Angel from Men. I don't think, okay, I'm going to get my smell on, man. I'm going to get my Joe on. So I do the one last spray. So I didn't know it was the last spray. So I've been, you know, angel free all day. I'm without cologne. I've been going through a lot of life changing alterations lately, and I have found certain crutches, things I lean on. Angel for Men. It's been a huge crutch. This is the first day without it. I'm like a junkie, right? I'm just like freaking out. So I'm wondering, maybe I've done this Angel for Men thing as long as I need to.
Perhaps, for some new cologne.
Perhaps I try something new. And I was just wondering, you guys, if you had any suggestions or recommendations. Someone told me that Hugo Boss is quite boss.
Gucci
and
Guilty.
See, I think I don't know if
Gucci. Gucci Guilty.
Gucci. Okay, so Gucci Guilty.
Gucci Guilty.
What are you, Char over there?
No, Gucci Guilty. And I've had more women comment on this cologne that I wear, Gucci Guilty, than
the comment
other.
Is, get away from me.
Yeah. No, they like it. They really like it.
Why don't you just go to the cosmetics counter, or not cosmetics, but the fragrance
Try
counter
some out.
And say, can I get some samples?
Have a woman help you out in that fragrance department.
Oh, I get it. So then I'm like, you know, are you trying to smell nice for anybody?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you.
Right? Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Does that work?
That's my name. That's brilliant. So I don't know if it works or not, but whenever I go to the fragrance counter, the overabundance of smells gives me like a quick headache, and I get stressed out because I can't tell what smells like what.
Right.
Something like, and then they want to give you like coffee beans. Like, here, snuff this, and it'll go away. It's just give me a break.
I'm always kind of intimidated by those white jackets they all wear. What do they need to wear those white jackets for? Like they're doctors or something.
Giving an exam.
MD of smellology.
There's a bit of a hotness, though, to the white jacket. You know, there's a bit of Agent Scully action going on for a freak like me. So it's fine. So I was seeing if you guys wanted to be friends and throw me some kind of a thing. All I've got is Charo and the Gucci Coochie, whatever it is.
My son likes Aqua
Gucci,
de Gio.
Guilty.
Polo's always good. Polo's a good scent, or Calvin Klein.
See, Polo is a dad scent. And even
Chrome,
though I am a father,
Chrome is another good one.
Well, they have variations, though.
Okay, I've smelled Chrome. And to me, Chrome smells like a guy with BO in the heat. That's me, though.
Wow.
That's, to me, if I'm next to a guy and I realize, wow, this guy's got body odor and it's quite hot outside. It smells like Chrome. And to me, it just smells like that scent.
I guess Old Spice probably wouldn't be.
Old Spice is a grandfather cologne to me, and Polo is great. But if I were to wear Polo, I'd feel like if I shut my eyes, I was sitting next to my dad, and there's nothing wrong with that. But like Jacquard, Polo, Lagerfeld.
Cool Water.
Those are like dad smells, you know, and there's nothing wrong with it, but, you know, Angel
That Clothing Store Express has their own, and it smells okay, too.
All right, well, I've got a lot of options now, so...
we're getting some calls,
You might
maybe.
See me go hog wild at the mall sometime very, very soon. So, yeah, Dan, if you want to get the Gucci...
And there's Bed Bath & Beyond has some stuff.
I'm all aware of the Bed Bath & Beyond body sprays, man. When I get out of the shower, it's like an assault. It's
you need
insane.
To go to the Beyond section.
It's like a whirlwind.
section.
So a couple options for you this weekend while Dan gets the Gucci. What's it, Gucci Uchi? What is he doing?
He'll
find a couple options, I'm sure, from colors. So there's two films opening up in a theater near you. One everyone has seen. The other one, you know, it's kind of bizarre, but the other one is going to be like you've seen it, too. We've got American Reunion. Yeah, another American Pie film. film. This one takes place 13 years after the epic 1999 masterpiece.
Okay, it the is, song, before I forget, I'm going to go back there someday. That's the name
that's
of the
it.
Song.
I know. Yeah, I'm going to go back there some. Right? The,
I don't remember
what the
that.
Heck
oh,
it's Bill.
Sorry.
Bill, you're the Muppet Man.
Yeah. Sorry, I don't remember that.
Muppet Master. Bill, you have to ask, are you a man or a Muppet Man? Seriously, because you're a real Muppet today, my friend.
Half and half.
I'm going to go back there someday. Check that out, Bill. Find it. Listen
to which
it.
One is it? The first
I
one?
I thought it was in the first Muppet film. Gonzo starts singing it, and I'm telling you, it's an epic song. It's got a little bit of sadness to it, but it really, really just it hits home. To me, it is a perfect compliment to Rainbow Connection. I'm going to go back there someday. Thank you so much, Dan. And to whoever called in with that little tip, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thanks for the tip. That's what she said. Titanic 3D.
Hello.
Titanic 3D is out. It is the same Titanic that you saw years ago when James Cameron made $20 billion. It is the exact same film, tricked out with a little bit of 3D. Now, just because James Cameron is the master of 3D, now that Avatar has made him like $50 billion more dollars, doesn't mean the Titanic's going to really benefit from it, because it was never filmed in 3D. They spent, like, I think close to $16 million just to make certain things look a bit more 3D. Can anybody think of a certain scene in Titanic where you'd want there to be 3D?
Oh, maybe that scene where the guy's falling and he hits his legs Yeah, that whole...
I was thinking about
the boat breaking scene.
When he was sketching.
Yeah,
Kate
I was thinking
Winslet.
Why don't you draw me wearing this?
Yeah.
Draw me this.
That's
then
what
3D,
I'm,
yeah. Bang. Yeah, yeah. That wouldn't be all that bad. Also, the propellers. Remember the propellers?
Oh, yeah, up in the air?
Yeah, there could be a lot of like gruesome moments where the 3D is great.
Or when Rose is on that big giant plank that Leo could fit on there with her, but she just lets him sink down to the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, you know, seriously, that really bugs me.
I mean, yeah, me too.
Bugs me too. I mean, because
she could have scooted over a little bit.
Exactly.
Or just hop on top of each other. What the heck? Get body
warmth. She had like a second boat. I mean, and she was big in that movie too, so her massive just rump still left. And I mean, DiCaprio was skinny, thin. The guy was a bean pole, and she was like a big giant bean bag.
Oh, she was
hot.
There
was still room. And she was hot.
Fluffy.
There was room.
I think the problem was he couldn't get up there without her falling off.
I don't believe it. Yeah, I don't believe
whatever.
It.
Gold digger. That's all I'm saying. And then she throws the. Yeah, I'm spoiling it. Throws the diamond at the very end of the film. The whole movie was for nothing. The whole movie was to find the diamond. She throws it off and then she dies. Well, good for her. So Titanic 3D. It's the same movie you've seen. James Cameron's like, oh, I think it's great because it's in 3D, because now people can finally see it that didn't see it at the theater. What American has not seen Titanic by now?
Well, people that were real young back then.
Well, true, but by now they've seen it. Do they really need to spend over 3 hours in a theater to see what you already know? Are you going to sit there in the theater thinking, hey, maybe this time DiCaprio's going to live? No! I mean, look, I'm guilty of thinking that every time I watch the movie. Hey, maybe this time he'll live, and I have to smack myself in the face of being a moron. I'm just putting out there, in my humble opinion, that it's like Titanic, unfortunately, is the new It's a Wonderful Life. The generation nowadays, everyone's seen it.
Yeah.
It is
yeah.
the newer generation, or the Generation X's version of It's a Wonderful Life, which is pathetic.
The
because
boat's
going to
hit an iceberg!
There we go. Titanic does not hold a candle to It's a Wonderful Life. That's just me.
You are correct.
Out there. American Reunion is the only other film. It's rated R. It's basically American Pie again and again and again. The jokes are a little stale. It's nice to see Sean William Scott actually act again, and that is me being sarcastic.
It was pants.
I love Stifler, though.
I know, but I'm
he is Stifler,
that's
though,
what I'm
in
saying.
Real
it's
life.
Nice
yeah.
to see him act, you know, wink, wink. It's nice to see him just be himself.
Right.
Critics that are panning this film are doing so because no one asked for this film. The only people that asked for it were the actors because they were probably homeless and they needed to eat
Who
again.
Who was the hot brunette in that movie?
Hot brunette.
Oh, well, I guess she was brunette.
Jason Biggs?
No. The one that she was the foreign exchange student. What's
right.
her name?
Oh, yeah. Oh, she popped up in a bunch of different stuff after that, right?
Oh, man.
I can't think of her name.
But, yeah.
Wasn't she one of the scary movie spoofs, too, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, if I were really on my game, then I would know this. But you know what, Bill? You flopped out with the Gonzo thing, so I can flop out.
I got it on my laptop, though, for you.
All right. And you're going to cry when you watch it.
Allison Hannigan's pretty good looking, too.
I've seen her without makeup. No, thanks.
Allison
no?
Hannigan, I always found attractive for the very reason that she looks like any one of us could get her.
Yes.
You know what I mean? She's
gettable.
Cute, but she's very gettable.
Shannon Elizabeth. There you go.
Shannon Elizabeth. With the accent that she was pulling off made her seem unintelligent. No offense to anybody that hails from that homeland, but it just bothered me.
In real life, too.
Okay, well, there we go then. All right, I'll tell you what. Why don't we do the segment this way where we'll run down some concerts as my, and last but not least. All right. So what was that, Dan? Coochie, what was that again?
Coochie Guilty.
Coochie Guilty. And then, guilty. Tina, you told me Aqua de Joe.
Aqua de Joe.
There we go. Oh. And
you got your name in it. That'd be good.
Well,
that
it's
would
not be good. Joe.
Really?
How about like English it. Leather Musk?
Nice. All right, so here's a couple of options for you this weekend if you want to see a concert. Tonight, Lipstick Homicide will be over at Lemons. Kyle Turley is over at Blueberry Hill, the Broadway Oyster Band, and as everybody's favorite, the Funky Butt Brass Band.
Oh.
Danger Muffin will be over at Gramophone tonight. Great name for a band, by the way.
We saw the Funky Butt Brass Band at the Webster Jazz and Blues Festival. They are excellent.
It's a fun group.
They are.
You know, and you better be fun, too. You call yourselves the Funky Butt Brass Band. Oh, yeah. And you get up there and just start playing some violins.
You better be bringing it.
Exactly. Yeah. You got to bring it, and they bring the Funky Butt Brass. Kentucky Knife Fight over at Off-Broadway tonight. The Firebird got Reptor. Trixie Delight will be at the Bottleneck Blues Bar. Tomorrow, the Randy Dandies is at Plush. White Denim over at the Firebird. Lemons has a group called Money for Guns. Root Diggers will be over at Cicero's tomorrow. The All-American Rejects will be at the Pageant. Back in the 1990s, these guys had about 15 minutes of fame. Eve Six will be in town on Saturday playing at Foo Bar. How sad is that? And, great double bill here. Great, not you, Clever, but I'm saying.
Oh.
Great act. Two great band names to wrap this for you. We've got the Pat Sajak Assassins.
Oh, yeah.
Playing with one of the most brilliantly original names for a band, Francis with Wolves. I love that, man. They're going to be at the Heavy Anchor Saturday. The Pat Sajak Assassins, Francis with Wolves, Heavy Anchor Saturday. I'm going to finish up my epic spring break with my son, so that'll do it for me. Joe Hipperson for the Big 550, KTRS, Hip on Entertainment.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
Take care, guys.
Have a good Easter.
You too.
And I will check out the Muppet song that I'm ashamed to say I didn't know. Joe Hipperson, brought to you by Oreck. They have 7 locally owned and operated stores around the St. Louis area. Pop in and say hello online at oreck.com. Of course, Easter this weekend. And do you guys like those Peeps?
No.
I love them.
I don't like them.
I like
either.
Them hard.
Well, I bet you do, Tina. Now, how about the Peeps?
I open the package and let them get...
Really?
Yeah.
You won't use that clip anymore.
I don't like them. I like them real soft, but...
You like them real soft?
My goodness.
And if you put them in the microwave, they get really big.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, yeah, they do. They expand it. Yeah.
Microwave.
But I only like one. But you get, man, the Peeps...
Too much
like,
marshmallow. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of marshmallow.
I'm with you. I would have one. And then that's it. I'm done for the year. Like one, not a package, like one of those things.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, you mentioned put them in the microwave. We did this, I believe, last Easter at my mom's house. And they, and it just
trickle
explodes. And then, you know, then your parents are screaming at you because you just destroyed the microwave and, you know.
You can't beat a Reese's peanut butter egg.
Oh,
that's all I have to say.
Those are my favorite.
Jelly beans.
Those are my favorite.
Now, I kind of like, what's the, is it Cadville? Is
that Cadbury.
Cadbury. Cadbury, I'm sorry.
Not the ones with the fake egg inside.
You like those?
I don't think I've ever had one of those. I can eat like half of it, and then
like
that's
creamy.
But you only get it once a year. You know? Yeah. So just a little bit. Easter's kind of fun for candy and stuff. And you know what I found yesterday at the dollar store? I love the dollar store.
What'd you find?
Cotton candy. And they have it in a bag.
Yeah.
Do you not like cotton candy?
It's when I was a kid, maybe.
No,
I like eating cotton candy still. Everyone, it just
once
amazes
in
me. You put it in your mouth and
it just disintegrates.
Yeah.
It's all sugar.
It's what? And I brush my teeth right after I eat it. But they have it now, and maybe they've always had it. I don't know. In a bag, and so you can buy it, and it's just like having it at the ballpark or anywhere else that you would buy a cotton candy. Oh my goodness! It's literally like the kid in the candy store.
Did you ever get
so
those
excited.
Ice cream cones with the marshmallow ice
yes.
cream?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
That does not sound
I did
good.
Before. Those are good.
Yeah, they are.
I don't know.
You got to try it.
But Peeps, we got time a little bit later. We'll give you some history on the on Peeps and when they started. Been around since the 50s, Peeps. No thanks. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Take your calls, 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Anything on your mind, we'd love to chat with you. It's the Large Morning Show, and we're back in a moment on the Big 550.
Time for another look at the roads with Tim Weiland. He has your Golden Oakland in traffic. So how's it going out there, Tim?
Well, Tina, we've got some kind of incident that's going on westbound 40 right at the Tam Avenue overpass just west of Hampton, and that has things starting to jam up just before Hampton through the Tam Avenue overpass. We're looking at slow traffic again, 270 southbound Clayton Road down through Doherty Ferry. Looks pretty good after you get past that. Eastbound 270, still looking pretty good. Maybe just a little bit of heavy traffic right around Lindbergh, and then westbound 70, a little slowdown that's right at 79 through T.R. Hughes. And this traffic report is brought to you by Constant Contact. Are you a small business owner looking to be successful on social media? Try social campaigns from Constant Contact, a new tool from the company that brought you email marketing. Visit ConstantContact.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, it's the roofer for Lane House Construction. Has your home been damaged by the storm? A lot of times you can't see the damage, especially hail damage. If your home has been exposed to, say, hail the size of a quarter or so, it wouldn't hurt to have it checked out. Call Lane House Construction. Lane House is A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, nationally ranked by Qualified Remodeler at number 327 in the country. We're also factory credentialed by Tamco, Owens Corning, CertainTeed, and IKO, four of the largest manufacturers in the country. Also, call and take advantage of our 37-point exterior home inspection. This report will cover the roof, windows, siding, and gutters. Upon completion of the report, our representative will go over his findings with you. The report is normally $179, but if you call and mention this ad, we'll waive the fee. Call Lane House Construction at 314-845-2166 or our new location in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000 or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
Today, homes often develop severe foundation problems. Even while they're quite new, they'll start to settle and sink. Older, established homes can also become problematic due to the harsh St. Louis weather's negative impact on what was previously stable soil. Doors and windows stick, concrete floors and foundation walls crack, and basements and crawl spaces become wet, moldy, and at times, infested. Thanks to Fast Steel Peering Systems, there's a cure. Fast Steel Peering System is the nation's strongest foundation stabilization system. It's manufactured and proof-tested in St. Louis. When the largest investment of your life is sinking, protect it for life with a Fast Steel system. One engineered, designed, manufactured, and installed for your foundation-specific requirements. Call Fast Steel's trained, factory-certified inspectors and receive a fully guaranteed comprehensive repair solution. Call Fast Steel Peering Systems today. 314-739-8500. 739-8500.
10 blocks of outdoor dining and entertainment and a whole lot of personality is centered on Florissant Road. The new cool has gone uptown to Ferguson with a trio of unique restaurants.
Enjoy delicious Italian cuisine in a delightful outdoor setting at Vincenzo's Italian Ristorante, featuring old world style recipes, an extensive wine list, full service bar, and gathering room for groups of up to 60.
Another great choice is Ferguson Brewing Company, where they brew 10 beers on site. Ferguson Brewing's made-from-scratch menu includes smoked brisket, pulled pork, and a beer-battered cod made with Ferguson Brewing's own pecan ale, with ample outdoor dining on the patio.
Enjoy live acoustic music out on the patio at Cork Wine Bar, featuring more than 100 wines, specialty martinis, and full bar with local craft and import beers. Dinner and desserts prepared with seasonal and local produce from Ferguson's own farmer's market.
A trio of unique restaurants, outdoor patios and decks, surrounded by walkable historic neighborhoods. Make Ferguson the place to be. Dine Ferg, 15 minutes from everywhere.
Garden View Care Center is considered one of the best when it comes to Alzheimer's and dementia care. So whether it's skilled nursing or assisted living, Garden View Care Center is there to help. 25 plus years helping St. Louisans. They also have something called the Adult Day Program, and Garden View Care Center of Chesterfield has immediate openings in their Adult Day Program. The Adult Program is designed to give stay-at-home adults with beginning dementia the benefits of an activity-based care on a day-to-day basis. So what do I mean? You drop mom or dad off at Garden View Care Center of Chesterfield, and they have exercise classes, social time, excursions, theater, sporting events, live music, and so on and so forth. Then, at the end of the day, you come and pick them up. It's an adult day program, courtesy of Garden View Care Centers of Chesterfield. To find out more, 636-449-7575 or gvcc.com. Garden View Care Centers, experts when it comes to Alzheimer's and dementia. Now their adult day program of Chesterfield, gvcc.com or Garden View Care Center.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. Valley. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Hey, natural gas leaks can be very dangerous if you're not careful.
A tip from your friends at Mango, Missouri's Association of Natural Gas Operators.
If you smell the odor of natural gas, leave it to the professionals to track it down. Don't turn any electrical appliances on or off. Cell phones or light switches can create a dangerous spark. Warn others and leave the building immediately. Make sure you call your gas company from another location.
Learn more natural gas safety tips at mosafegas.com.
Hi, this is Steve Glover with the Retirement Solution Show, inviting you to join us right here on the Big 550 KTRS and learn about tax-free retirements this Sunday, 1 until 2 p.m.
I thought it was a little bit early to be doing senior pranks. Usually those are, don't they, it was in like June or something, May.
Who, what?
Right, towards the end of their
like high
year.
School, if you're a senior, you know, a lot of schools,
yeah,
you get a group of kids, they want to do some sort of a senior prank.
I mean, you're getting towards the last month for seniors, and some of the seniors don't have to go the last couple weeks of school or whatever, so.
It's in May.
Yeah.
In Murray County, Georgia. I believe it's in the state of Georgia. About 15 to 20 students thought they'd do some sort of a senior prank, and they decided that they would come to school on different types of transportation. Obviously, you show up, you know, on a bike normally, or on you know, a car. So these guys all found different sorts of transportation. And when I say transportation, I mean dirt bikes, toy cars. Some even somehow got horses and rode them to school. About 15 to 20. They were all suspended for...
Really?
Man.
That's not fair.
School officials sending everybody to in-school suspicion for... suspension, make that, excuse me, for 2 days. A couple others were asked not to come back. Some of these kids, they say they're not even going to be able to graduate now.
Why? As long as they got there.
That's what it says.
Some motorcycle. Of these kids say they drove to school.
God, some of the senior pranks I've heard of, that's so tame.
Well, I
compared
know.
To the other
ones.
Maybe the horse with all the poop, but it
didn't hurt anybody.
It
didn't do anything. I mean, look, come on, give me a break.
We had heard when these we were going to do a senior prank, we had heard that if you take a cow up steps,
you can't get it back down.
Yeah, you can't get it back down. And we were going to try and get a cow. There was a bunch of people trying to get a cow and take the cow and put it into school and take it up the stairs. And then when they figured out they couldn't get the towel, somebody took a toilet and cemented it out in front of the school.
Oh, my goodness.
And nobody got in trouble for that.
The two best that I've ever heard, well, and I'm sure a lot of people have done this, taking those god-awful packaging peanuts... And putting them in a car, like filling the entire car with packaging peanuts. You'll never, you know, never get those out. Yeah, do that to, I don't know how you get them in, you know, the administrator's car. I don't know, whatever. But that's a pretty bad. And the other one was taking Oreo cookies and, you know, taking them apart, licking them, and then putting them on the windshield of a car. Covering the car with Oreo cookies. Well, those were pretty good.
You can't do anything anymore.
I know. It's like, come on, just relax a little bit. So that's for those folks down there in Murray County, Georgia. Got a Yellow Pages today. I didn't get it. I just finally discovered it around the house, and immediately I took the thing and I threw it in the trash can.
Recycle.
I'm sorry.
We caught him.
He's adding
no,
to the
I
landfills.
I put it in the trash can.
I put mine straight in the recycle.
What the heck? Why are we still getting Yellow Pages? Is anybody
I think
really...
you can opt out of those now. There's
can.
A website you can go to where you can say, I don't need the phone books anymore.
And you can recycle them.
Yeah,
that paper isn't already recycled that we
you
get.
Put them in with
you can
the
still
newspaper.
You can still keep recycling.
I throw them in my recycle.
Well, this was one of the little small ones. Not that I guess it makes a difference, but
if everyone threw a little small one away, what would happen?
Yeah, thank you, Tina.
No one would have any phone numbers.
Oh yeah, but I was thinking about you can go on Google now or anything on the internet. Yeah, you can find all that stuff. Why even need them?
They're not.
I mean, I use one here in the studio to sit on my chair.
Well, yeah,
in your car,
in the car.
Didn't you tell
us? I used to have honest to God, I used to have, not a book, it was a pillow. I used to drive a 94 Honda Accord right when I got out of high school, and the, you know, the chairs were kind of sunk in, you know. I had to have a pillow so that I could, now let me say, I could see over the steering wheel without it, but I liked the extra cushion so that I looked like a normal person driving the car. And so,
poor little Billy.
I had the pillow.
That's not real hot when you have a date and ask the girl to get in the car and she sees a pillow on your seat.
Now I might as well just keep going with this. I was on a trip once with a very attractive woman. It was a work thing, and it was a rental car, so we had to get in a rental car, and I was completely lost without having the pillow in the car, and I, of course, big mouth here. I said, well, normally I have a pillow that I sit on.
Oh, man.
And
my goodness.
Yeah, she said, I'm sorry, what? Nothing.
Normally I have one of those donut pillows that I sit on.
Oh, good grief. 314-969-KTRS. Or toll free 888-550-KTRS. Phone calls are coming in, probably to ridicule me. That's all right. I can take it. This is Tina. How you doing, Tina?
Hi.
No,
it's Tina on the phone. How you doing, Tina?
I'm fine. Good. Senior year, we stole them. We didn't borrow them. A bunch of for sale signs, and we were collecting those for weeks and weeks. We put them all over the school, all over the front. And we put an ad in the paper giving the acreage, the amount.
Oh, my goodness.
We have a pool, so we said it was a lake. And then we said to ask for our principal's first name and made a really, really cheap price. Oh, my gosh, the phone calls were nuts. And the bad thing was my mom worked at Central Office, and she knew that, you know, that I had to have part of it, so I kind of got in trouble.
Oh, that's great, though.
And nobody got hurt.
Harmless.
They didn't say anything. They thought it was funny. Other than the fact we stole a bunch of signs. But.
Well, it's not like you're lighting the place on fire or something.
Right. Nobody has a sense of humor anymore.
Exactly. And you got
you're right.
Working in a school, especially a high school, you have to know that's going to happen, you know. Once a year, the seniors are going to do something. So.
Then they let a bunch of crickets go. Thousands and thousands of crickets.
That may be over the line.
Yeah.
I didn't have part in that one.
Yeah,
just
sure.
Time.
Yeah, whatever, Tina. We know. All right. Have a great Easter holiday.
Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Sally. Hello, Sally.
Hey.
Hey.
I want to know if anybody recognized a joke that that Frank told in the last 2 weeks, I guess, sometime. It was an old one because I remember my mother telling it to me. Does anybody recognize a very old joke?
Well, we need do you have any parts of it at all?
Oh yeah, I know.
Oh, okay.
This is a joke that my mother told me when I was about 7.
So you know it?
Yeah, I know it by heart. I've told it to numerous people, but my mother, who would be 92 if she were alive, got it from her mother, who was born in 1886.
So it's been passed around for a while, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah,
which joke
and I wanted
it?
Him to know if this is the joke. I might be mixed up, but I think this is a joke that he told, and I was flabbergasted because I never heard anybody
tell
else.
Us. Okay, let's
tell
help.
Us the joke,
to the joke,
Sally.
What's
okay,
the joke?
So, little Susie went to school, and she got to her seat, and as the teacher walked by, she said, "Oh, Susie, did you wash yourself before you came to school?" And she said, "Yes, ma'am, I washed as far up as possible and far down as possible." And she said, "Okay, well, do a good job again tonight and wash everything." And she came to school the next day, and the teacher still smelled her, and same thing happened. And she said, "Susie, did you wash?" And she said, "Yes, I washed as far up and down as possible." And on the third day, she came in, and the teacher asked her, "Did she take a bath?" And she said, "Yes, ma'am, I washed as far up as possible, as far down as possible." And the teacher said, "Well, next time, wash possible."
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I don't think Frank has told that one.
No. I've never heard that one.
I've heard that it before, but I couldn't remember.
It was an old one, yeah. Going back to 1886 or sometime during the
1800s. 1886.
Wow.
I can see them telling that. Wash possible.
All right. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Sally. Have a good holiday.
All right. Take you too. Easy. Bye-bye.
Let's talk to Jim. Hi, Jim. Good afternoon.
Hey, guys. AM in the PM.
All right. Hallelujah.
You guys were talking about Easter candy. Does anyone there like, you know what Peeps are?
Yeah, we were.
Not Peeps. What do they call them? The malted milk eggs.
Oh, sure.
Oh,
yeah,
Whoppers? Those are good.
Oh, the Whoppers. Yes, those are good.
Yeah, those are like crack for fat people. Those things are awesome.
Well, I'm a skinny person, and I like them.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of those.
Oh, they're good.
I like them.
And they come in that like milk-looking container, right?
Yeah, Neon the Peon was talking about the eggs. The peanut butter eggs.
The Reese's eggs, yes.
And that's it. I'm just curious if anybody liked those.
Yeah, those are good.
You guys have a good Easter, okay?
Thank you, Jim. See you later. Yeah, those are good until they melt. Those melt pretty easily, those the peanut butter ones.
Oh, yeah. Peanut butter eggs. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they melt pretty quick, but they are good.
You got to eat them fast.
Yep.
This is Keith. How you doing, Keith?
Hey, Siesta Key, Florida's AM in the PM.
All right. Hallelujah.
Hey, we were a little proactive before the senior prank day. Our principal and assistant principal were leaving because they had an affair and they got busted, and they're a bunch of jerks anyway. And so during the winter before Christmas break, I don't know if you guys have ever heard this, but this is absolutely miserable. We got it was cold out, you know, it was snowy, and you take Cairo syrup or, you know, pancake syrup, put it on the windshield and all the windows, and then slap newspaper on top of it, and then throw water on top of it.
Oh.
They had to have their cars towed, and they had the windows replaced, because you heard later on that they tried to blame, you know, a bunch of people, but, you know, it's like, that is the worst thing. If you really want to screw somebody's car up, just take syrup and newspaper, and then during when it's cold, and then throw water on top of it.
It's almost like paper mache.
Right.
Oh, it's almost like that, what's that, it's almost like that fiber cement crap.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Sure. Oh, man.
It had about half the day to freeze.
Ugh.
Were you a part of that, Keith?
Huh?
Were you a part of that?
Sure.
Hey, Keith, let me ask you, what part of Florida are you in?
Yes, the key. Just at the island off of Sarasota, down off of Midnight Pass.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
just north of Naples, and Longboat Key, Lido Beach, Turtle Beach.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I also have to send a picture of the boat. I'm the one that called before. It was probably a couple months ago. Our family, my grandfather bought all that Apple stock in the...
Oh, right. Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Yeah. So I'll have to send you a picture of... you guys ever look up that Black Thunder boat?
No.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I talked to Dan before, and I got a 43-foot Black Thunder offshore boat.
Oh, nice!
Check it out. I'm gonna have a sign made, and I'm gonna have Siesta Keys AM and the PM on the back of the boat. And I'll shoot you a picture, Dion.
Absolutely, sounds good.
Yeah. This is all from Apple stock.
Thanks, Keith.
I'm sorry.
Is this all from the Apple stock?
Yeah, he was able to retire.
Oh, well, it was between the Apple stock and the, oh, for God's sake, the airplane, McDonnell Douglas.
Oh, McDonnell Douglas. Yeah. Didn't your grandpa, if I remember right, your grandpa took all of his retirement, which was like 25 grand, right?
Yeah, he took all, he took every last, just about every last penny he had out of his pension, and he bought, I think he bought like 20,000 shares of Apple. And right. Then later on, he bought 10,000 shares of, I think it was 10 or 12,000 of McDonnell Douglas.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Now you're able to retire.
And that was, I've been retired. I've been retired for 5 years.
Yeah. But I want to go to the reading of the will when your grandfather died, right? And,
yep.
And you guys had no idea, right?
Oh, no. I mean, we knew he had money.
Yeah.
I mean, we knew he had money, but it's like
not that much.
And my dad knew because he was the executor.
Yeah.
But he was real tight-lipped, and that's when I said after, because I have two sisters and a brother, and after taxes and everything, everybody walked away with a little over $9 million.
Oh. Can you imagine sitting in were you in a lawyer's office? Or something?
Oh, yeah.
Or sitting somewhere, and you
probably
guys are
in the emergency
sitting
room after he heard that.
Yeah, you guys are just sitting around. You're just sitting around, and they read the stuff off. What did you do? Just
went, holy effing.
Yeah, I bet.
And then had to cover yourself. It's like, who needs Viagra when you heard those numbers?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's awesome.
Once I get that sign made, I'll shoot you a picture of it. I'm gonna have it on the, I'll have it on the back of the boat, and we'll shoot you a picture. So you guys wanna maybe? I mean, I got people down here. One of the engineers works for Clear Channel for the MJ show.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he lives in the complex next to me, and he's got me. I mean, I'm pretty illiterate about electronic stuff for the most part. And he's got me hooked up with all kinds of garbage, and yeah, I tell you what, it's whew. I got half the other building. Some of the people down here in Tampa are listening to you more than they listen down on 93.3.
Beautiful.
Nice.
All right, well, Keith, we got to run.
All right, happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Thanks,
Keith.
You too.
See ya.
Take it easy. Right. How about that guy?
Could you imagine that?
Thank you,
imagine that?
No.
Going into...
Well, I can imagine it, but
it would be incredible. I'd pass out.
Makes for a nice life.
Oh,
well, man. He sounds like a nice guy.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He's making the most of it. Good for him. Good for him. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Coming up after 5, we're going to try to do a little trivia this afternoon. Maybe. I don't know. I'm still up in the air. I don't know about the trivia thing on Fridays.
For your first
trivia
show?
I feel so defeated every week after it's over.
Well,
I keep thinking, well, I don't know. So we'll see. Hey, hang on. We'll do something.
What's wrong with you? You
I
need
to... much time you got. And we'll have Mike Evans, of course, after about 5:15 or 5:30 this afternoon. That's all on the way on the big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oaklanding traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
What's he mean he feels defeated? All he does is ask questions.
I know.
Just, you know, I'm such a perfectionist, and then it never goes exactly the way I want it to go, and then I, you know.
He's an old woman trapped in a small guy.
32-year-old body.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, it's funny.
No, it's not funny at all.
That's what you make of it. Hey, they've cleared that stall that was on westbound 40 at the Tam Avenue overpass. Boy, it's not your typical Friday. I guess people got off work early. Schools are out. It's just a little slow on westbound 40 now between 270 and Mason. And the only slowdown we have left over on southbound 270 is between Doherty Ferry and Big Bend. Everything downtown is thinned out. Even hockey traffic, either it hasn't started yet or it's just trickling in. Because eastbound 4064 and southbound 170, they look great. This traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. On the way to work this morning, make a stop at St. Louis Bread Company, part of your morning routine. always grilled to order breakfast sandwich or delicious panini for lunch. Visit St. Louis Bread Company today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
St. Louis Hardscape Material and Supply is adding a little incentive to this Saturday's big open house. Opening day baseball tickets. Stop by the Valley Park location just off 44 and 141 for an all-day family fun event. And while you're there, register for a red-hot pair of opening day tickets. But that's not all. St. Louis Hardscape Material and Supply will be handing out door prizes, supplying food, drinks, and facility tours with Q&A and a variety of manufacturer reps. And for the kids, how about a big bounce house, face painting, an Easter egg hunt, and a chance to give the Easter Bunny a big hug. Also, the World Bird Sanctuary team will be on hand with live animals that everyone will love. The St. Louis Hardscape Material and Supply Open House is Saturday from 8 to 4 at 106 South Elam Avenue in Valley Park. While you're there, make sure that you stop by and say hello to John Shea and the Inside Out Show crew as they broadcast live noon to 3. St. Louis Hardscape Material and Supply Open House, live this Saturday in Valley Park.
Eddie, I know Alton, Illinois is home of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air, but can you tell me something else interesting about Alton, Illinois?
Well, it is home of the Alton Giant, the tallest man that ever lived.
Well, I know they call you Fast Eddie, but I never heard you called the Alton Giant.
You can call me whatever you want.
Oh, be careful there. Where is that giant? Is he in that new...
He's on the patio. He's out there fighting to get out of that huge patio with the big screen TVs and the coldest beer in town.
And that is an unbelievable...
Year-round patio for the Giant.
So it's the Giant Patio.
Yeah, you just said
Fast
it.
Fast Eddie's.
Alton Giant Patio.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one today.
That Navy jet earlier today.
Yeah. Crashed into an apartment complex.
And, is that, no,
I don't think anybody
got
killed. Yeah,
no one got killed. That's amazing.
For a few injuries, I guess, but yeah, that's...
Even the pilot didn't. Did he eject in time? Yeah. I didn't hear.
Yeah, they ejected. Unbelievable. I can't even imagine those guys getting into one of those things, knowing how much they cost and how much damage they could cause, like just, you know, happened today. I cannot even imagine having the you-know-whats to get in one of those things and fly.
Or to eject and know how much money
too.
They cost.
Yeah.
How much damage they could do.
Oh, know. My goodness.
I'm
going
to have a talking to you after this.
Yeah. Thankfully, Ray's all right. Okay. Coming up, ABC News. We'll do some local news, and then we will be back. It is 5 o'clock at the Big 550 KTRS, St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu.